أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to give you some information about respecting to the others. It is also a very important subject, and we can see it and we can talk about this subject in the practical life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Let us know, when we say respecting to the others, what does it mean at first? And then, what is the rules of respecting to the others? And how was this matter and this subject in the life of the Holy Prophet? And what is the advices of the Holy Prophet about this matter? And first, I would like to mention the importance of the subject. And it is very clear and obvious. Everyone knows it. No need of talking about this matter, that everyone wants to be respected. And it is by nature, the persons, the people, they like to be respected. And no one you can find in the world that he likes to be disrespected. You cannot find any person who wants and likes to be disrespected. So it means that it is also a naturally thing that everyone wants to be respected. So if we like to be respected, then the others also like the same. So we should do the same kind of treatment and behavior with the others as we like ourselves to be respected. And it is not a good habit to insult someone. While we find in the society some persons that they like to insult the others and they try to make someone to laugh, while it is not a good habit to insult the others. Now, as we understood the importance of the subject and we can see it in the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet, he used to respect all the people. Through his life, he used to respect the children, those who were young enough and they did not pass enough age from them. So our Prophet was using to treat with them in a way that was full of respects. And the same is the case when he was facing to a person who was old enough, again he was used to respect to that old person. And a rich man or a poor man or anyone, woman and man, whenever they were facing to the Prophet and Prophet was facing to them, so Prophet used to respect them. And it was in the life of the Prophet, and it was a gentle behavior of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And we can see it in the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. And of course, there are some rules for respecting to the others. And there are some norms in this matter also, and we should try to know it. And also there are some advices from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in this matter, in the respecting of the others. So we will bring some narrations, some hadiths, and some advices from the Prophet, peace be upon him, as it relates to this matter. The first thing which came in the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, he says, O people, I advise you that you should suppose all the people great, and you are not allowed to disrespect anyone. You should respect everyone you face to him, and do not attack upon others, and do not insult the others. Just whenever you want to talk to someone, to treat with someone, so it should be with respect. There is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, عظموا عظموا أصحابكم ووقروهم ولا يهتجم بعضكم على بعضين. You should respect the others. Do respect the others. Do respect your friends, your companions. ولا يهتجم بعضكم على بعض. Do not attack anyone of you upon the others. Do not insult anyone of you, the others. It is not a good habit. So it is the first thing, and the first saying which our Prophet said, Azzimu, Azzimu. And he repeatedly said, respect, do respect, Ashabakum, your friends, your companions. The second hadith and advice is from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is this, that our Prophet said, O people, whenever you face any Muslim, so you do not have this right to suppose a Muslim that he is small. No, Muslim is not small. And you cannot insult the Muslims. But you should respect the Muslim. Why? Because when you suppose and you think that he is small, he is very great near the Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has created him, and he worships Almighty Allah. So he has a very great and a high position near Almighty Allah. Then you cannot disrespect the Muslim, and it should be in your mind. It is also another saying from the prophets, peace be upon him. The third one is this, that our Prophet and also our first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that whenever you face anyone from your relatives, from your friends, from your neighbors, so it is your duty that you should respect him. In a very good manner, you should treat with him. The first Imam says, بِحُسْنِ الْعِشْرَةِ تَدُومُ الْمَوَدَّةِ. When you treat with someone in a very good manner, then of course, the love will increase between you and will continue among you people. So you should do that. You should respect the others. The fourth thing is this, that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said that if you want to respect some other people, so one of the ways is this, that you should use the good smile, and you should use the perfume. So it is a kind of respecting the others. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, he himself used it in his life. Through his life, it was the habit of our Prophet that whenever he was going, so he used to use the perfume. And it was the habit of the Prophet. And then he used to address the people, and he used to say to them that you also should use the perfume, because it is a kind of respecting the others. The fifth thing is this, that our Prophet advised the others that you should respect the head of the tribes, those who have and those who possess a high position among his tribe, and he become old enough and he has some information, he has some experience. So according to his experience, according to his status and position among the society, among the tribes, so as he has a special position in his tribe, so it is your duty that you should respect him, even if he is not Muslim, even if he is maybe a contrast with you, so it makes no difference. It is your duty that you should respect the elder of the tribes, the heads of the tribes. And our Prophet himself, he used to do that. And there are many narrations, many stories from the seerah of the Prophet, that whenever some head of the tribes were coming to the Prophet and used to visit our Prophet, peace be upon him, so our Prophet used to respect him. And just I would like to mention two stories from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The first story is the story of Jarir ibn Abdullah. Jarir ibn Abdullah, he once came to visit the Prophet. And Jarir, he was the head of his tribe. And he was a very important personnel in his tribe. And he had a very great and high position in his tribe. So he came to see the Prophet. And when he came in to see the Prophet, so the Prophet respect him. And then he put his blanket and his clothes there till the Jarir should sit over there. And then the spoke from here and there. In the end, Jarir wanted to become Muslim, and he asked something about this matter also. And when he saw the good behavior of the Holy Prophet, so this good behavior, this gentle behavior, it attracted the Jarir, and Jarir became Muslim. And then the Prophet address the others that it is your duty also that you should respect the elder of the tribe and the head of the tribes. And our Prophet said, إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ كَرِيمُ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. Whenever comes a respectful person from any tribe, so it is your duty that you should also respect him. And there is another story. The second one is the story of Uday ibn Hatim. And you know, Ibn Hatim, Hatim Tayy, and he was a very famous person. And everyone knows him. And he is very famous. He was a very generous person. And he was very good person in his tribe, in the Arab society. So he came And when the prophet understood that Uday, the son of the Hatamitai, as he was the head of the tribe of Tai, he came. And then our prophet respected him. Our prophet threw his special clothes and his blankets, and he threw till the Hatam, Ibn Hatam, should sit there. But Ibn Hatam, when saw this gentle behavior of the Prophet, and he denied to sit over the blanket of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And the end, up to that time, Uday, he did not accept the Islam. But when he, on that visiting and that seeing of the Prophet, when he saw the gentle behavior of the Prophet, he became Muslim. Then our Prophet again said to the others and addressed his companions that إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ كَرِيمَ قَوْمٍ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. Whenever a head of a tribe came near you, so it is your duty to respect him. The sixth thing which here I would like to mention is this, that there is another saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet advised all of the Muslim people, all people, you should earn and you should learn knowledge and you should increase your information day by day. And Muslim should have some times, and they should spend some of their time in order to learn some things, in order to increase his knowledge. And he himself used to say that Rabbi zidni ilma, O Almighty Allah, increase my knowledge. As those persons who were scholars and they knew some things and they had enough informations, so they were very respectful in the society. Then our Prophet, peace be upon him, he was saying and addressing the others that it is your duty that you should respect the scholars. Why? Because of their knowledge, because of their information, because of their benefit. So they have enough information and you can use from their information. And they are, you can say, the spiritual sons of the Prophet. So it is our duty to respect the scholars. Our Prophet said, Akrimul ulama, you should respect the scholars. فَإِنَّهُمْ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, because these scholars, they are the spiritual sons of the Holy Prophet. فَمَنْ أَكْرَمَهُمْ فَقَدْ أَكْرَمَ اللَّهِ, those who respect the scholars, it looks as he respects the Almighty Allah, as he respects the Prophet of the Almighty Allah. فَمَنْ أَكْرَمَهُمْ فَقَدْ أَكْرَمَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ. So it is again another saying, but our Prophet also, in his, it was his habit, in his practical life, he used to respect the scholars, the clergymen. The seventh thing, which is again important, is this, that our Prophet said that you should respect the elders. You should respect those people whose hair become white. And it came in the hadith. And again, our Prophet, he used to do himself. And whenever he was visiting any person who became old enough, our Prophet used to respect him. And it is a saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Man waqqara dha shaybatin fil Islam, amanahu azza wa jal min faza'i yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever respect a person who become old enough in Islam, it looks like if you respect a person who becomes his hair become white in Islam, then in the hereafter, of course, you will be rescued from the fear of the hereafter. من وقر ذا شيبة في الإسلام آمنه عز وجل من فزع يوم القيامة. Those who respect the persons who became old in Islam, so then Almighty Allah will give this reward to him, that he will not feel the fear of the fear in the hereafter. The eighth one, which is again from the advice of the Holy Prophet, he says that you should respect your companion, those who are sitting near you. You are in a gathering, you are in an assembly, so you are talking with one another. So it is your duty that you should respect all of the people who are sitting around you. Our Prophet used to do that. Those who visited the Prophet, those who shared the gathering of the Prophet, they are saying that we thought that our Prophet treated with us in a very gentle manner. Our Prophet respected to us by his looking to us, by his talking to us, by his asking some questions from us. So we should do the same whenever we are in a gathering. So it is our duty that by our looking, by our talking, so we should attract all of those who are sitting near us. It is again a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, أَفْزَلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ تَكْرِمَةُ الْجُلَسَاءِ. The best reward is the reward that you should respect those who are sitting near you. You should respect your companions. So it is a good saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The last thing which I would like to mention here is this, that our Prophet said that you should respect your children, your sons, your daughters, your family, and it is also your duty. Our Prophet said, أَكْرِمُوا أَوْلَادَهُمْ وَأَحْسِنُوا آدَابَهُمْ. You should respect your children, and you should teach them and train them in a very good manner, that they should become a good person. And they should possess a good personality in the society. So it is saying of the Prophet that according to the children, again, you should respect them. You should not suppose that they are very small and they are not become old. They maybe cannot distinguish between goods and bads. No. All of your action has a special effect on your children. The way you treat with them, it plays a very important role in his future personality. So it is our duty that we should treat with them in a very good manner. God willing, inshallah, we should understand it, that respecting the others, it is very important. Respecting the neighbors, it is very important. Respecting the wife and the husband, respecting to the children, the family, the relationship, the friends, all of them are very important, and we should learn it at first, and then we should put these things in the practice, and we should act upon these golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.